The United States has imposed sanctions on a further six ships said to be carrying Venezuelan oil a day after seizing a tanker off the country's coast. Overnight, the Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro accused the US government of initiating a new era of criminal naval piracy in the Caribbean. At a briefing, the White House press secretary Caroline Leavitt said the US plans to seize the oil on board the tanker after the necessary legal process. Dr. John Brown of Maynooth University has been giving me his assessment of developments.
It's certainly been a ramping up in the past week or so on what's been going on for several months. What kind of began with, you know, the attacks on so-called small boats that were allegedly trafficking drugs, the $50 million price tag that's been put on Maduro's head. We've seen the increase in fighter jets, Navy warships, aircraft carriers to the Caribbean. So all of this in the background to kind of the American administration seeking to increase pressure and force Maduro from office. And then obviously with the Venezuelan oil tanker in recent days and the U.S. Commandeering it, basically, this is a major increase of effort to try and push Maduro from office, really. Now, the question, obviously, is whether or not this tactic is going to be successful and why Trump is seeking to do it at present. I mean, just overnight, we've seen another six oil vessels that have been sanctioned, and the companies that operate them have been sanctioned. There's been new sanctions on three of Maduro's nephews overnight as well. So there's a real ramping up here of saying it's time for regime change and time for Maduro to leave.
Are there any indications at the moment that this particular policy is working?
Well, I mean, it depends on what we mean by working. I mean, if the aim is for Maduro to leave office, then perhaps not immediately. I mean, a part of it, the question is, who is Trump talking to and who's giving him his advice in terms of the tactics, you know? So there's a major split within the Republican Party, really, over a more hawkish position. Kind of Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, and Marco Rubio, security advisor, who are really pushing for military action and regime change. But there's been pressure on Maduro for almost 10 years, and before that on his predecessor, Hugo Chavez. So the question of whether or not regime change is going to happen through pressure, it's highly doubtful. Now, Maduro is weak in some aspects. I mean, the oil tanker, The value on the oil of this oil tanker was about $78 million, $80 million is what the expectation is. And that's given Venezuela imports a huge amount of food and medicines. The value, $80 million, is about 5% of Venezuelan monthly spend on those imports. So what it's seeking to do is increase pressure on Maduro by causing fractures either within the military or within the population itself to foster an uprising. But these tactics have tended not to work, both in Venezuela and in Latin American history. These tactics have tended really to see a hunkering down of authoritarian presidents, and Maduro looks to be doing the same thing. The question really is whether or not the US can get the military to split. I mean, that's ultimately what they're hoping for here. Maduro's only real claim on power or his ability to stay in power is that he's got the top brass of the military keeping him there. Now, they're keeping them there because, one, they have access to illicit sources of money. There's huge corruption within the government and with oil sales, so there's no question about that. But there's also huge exit costs on these military generals should Maduro fall, because they will be facing crimes against humanity, imprisonment. So the question is whether or not seizing oil tankers is really going to lead to a split within the military. Now, the US is hoping that by reducing the amount of dollars through oil sales available to Maduro to spread around to the generals, that eventually there will be a crack. My guess is that for the time being, Maduro will go nowhere, and the people that will suffer most from increased sanctions and decreased access to dollars is going to be the Venezuelan people, because if the government is unable to import medicines and vital foodstuffs, it's not Maduro who's going to suffer, it's going to be the Venezuelan people, really, who will be facing the brunt of this.
Dr. John Brown there of Maynooth University.